Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
All right, here we go. Mock draft and Jonathan Taylor, the number one overall pick. Ryan Porter is up, and then it comes to little old me. After God, I hate so f***ing much.
I'm just glad that we are apart from each other in this one. Because I didn't do anything specific. All I did was hit random again, and you're 3 and I'm 12.
I just don't like I 3 like in that. This small. Next thing, I'm gonna go with my guy. I'm gonna go with Najee Harris at 3. That's my number 3. Yeah, I would rather have like a definitive McCaffrey or Taylor, but all right, multi flex, 3 flexes with 2 running backs and 2 wideouts just leaves the whole world open for us.
Lilu Dallas multi flex,
Lilu multi pass, Derrick Henry to Braun. And this is full PPR. If this is half PPR, it might have been a little bit different. But we always play full PPR. Eckler. Derrick Henry 4, just like Bogman did in the industry.
Where are the wide receivers at?
They're about to come. Do you think Moyes does a Justin Jefferson first? It's a trendy thing. If you don't think Justin Jefferson, you might be adults, according to the industry.
Not Jake.
Did you see Jake's tweet? He was like, I've moved CeeDee Lamb, blah, 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 because of reasons. There goes Cooper Kupp.
No, I didn't see that one.
He said, I moved them all above Kupp, and he said, just because reasons. There goes Justin Jefferson to Josh at 7.
Oh, here's Connell. When you're feathering it, brother.
How do you get a job here, there, face? How do you get a job here, there, face?
Dalvin Cook 8, Jamar Chase 9. So do you feel any potential change? Oh, where the hell are you? You're on the wheel.
I'm last, yeah.
What pressure do you feel on a big old multi-flex league like this? Is it more running backs?
Running backs, yeah, but wide receivers too. Like this, in a multi-flex like this, I'm less willing to reach for my QB and tight end. I think that's the big difference to me. And gotcha. We are going to do this one right here.
Mixon, and then you are getting Davante Adams, and it's going to be a running back for sure.
Javonte.
I love that start. Yeah, Diggs going ahead of Davante is wild to me. Diggs went 10, Mixon 11, Bogman on the wheel, Adams and Javonte Williams.
It's not wild to me. Like, I understand.
I mean, maybe wild isn't the best word.
Davante, like, is going to a new place, a new QB, all that stuff, even though it's his best buddy and all that.
Can I, you know, ask you, were you tempted on Kelsey? Because you passed up Kelsey there. There went Jones.
I'm never, ever tempted on Kelsey at the turn. Because okay. I have 15 and 16 on my rank for Kelsey and Andrews. So I know that if I'm picky on the end, I'm just never going to get Kelsey. And I'm never going to get Mark Andrews because he's never fallen back to me. So I just am out on my tight end strategy, my early tight end strategy, if I pick past, 7.
Running backs are going wild here. We had Aaron Jones, Kamara, DeAndre Swift. Kelsey went to the Fed smoker. Nick Chubb. There goes Ezekiel Elliott. I am 2 picks away, and everything is garbage that's out here. I mean, it is garbage.
Life is pain. Life is only pain.
A couple good wideouts, though, that would be nice if they fell. Oh, fucking shit. I wanted Barkley so bad there, and I was trying to divert. God, who took that spot? Who took Aaron's spot? Who didn't show up?
Chatty.
Chatty. God damn it. I wanted Barkley so bad there.
And it's gone.
You're doing stuff right, Chad. You know you are. What a dirt. Congrats.
What do I want to do here? I don't want to do anything here. I hate every single player. Oh, dang. Oh, dang.
You right, know I'm who I know Debo. Who you're taking.
Yeah, I'm taking.
Oh, Debo. Wow. Okay.
Who'd you think I was taking?
The other Niner.
Who?
Okay.
Mitchell?
Yeah.
No, I'm not taking Mitchell in the second round. I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, I love Mitchell, but I don't need to take him there. There goes CD.
You were just kind of stuck, so.
Yeah, no, I was kind of stuck, but I mean, Debo's the best. I think Debo's the best player that's out there. I was considering CD, though, so I just answered that. Guthrie on the wheel takes Mark Andrews. Wouldn't have been cool if that would have fallen back to me.
Dude, that's my dream start, Guthrie, right there. Taylor, Andrews, and then, well,
Josh Allen. Okay. Not your
dream. Not what I would there. Do here, but in a normal, I don't like it. I don't
Leonard Fournette. God damn it.
Now, see, exactly the struggle is do you take Tyreek or do you take, you know, a running back? That's the struggle.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what that's literally my struggle. I don't love all the running back situation that's going on here. You got to have
this guy.
You know what? We're going to do this. We're going to do Tyreek. You start the two big guys. I want to have two big ones. Let's see what this looks like. Debo, Tyreek, Najee Harris. It's all right. I wanted Fournette, though. That was 100% my pick. So this is brutal.
I mean, I'm just going to have nobody left.
It's going to be a pretty brutal crew. But I mean, it does open everything up with all the flexes, which like how popular do you think this is? I still kind of think we should have done a tight end premium. I think more people are playing that than these.
I hate tight end premium.
I know you hate it, but
I don't think that's right. I don't think that's right either. I think it's probably pretty even between multiflexes and getting rid of the tight ends and having a tight end premium. I think there's kind of been a divergence. Remember, I told you, I mean, it was a college fantasy league. So, you know, understand that. But I was literally told get with the times because I even had tight end on my roster as an option.
Yeah, but that's college. So, I don't think that. I think it's only because that's college. I've never heard a single person in NFL football fantasy be like, get out those tight ends.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've had multiple questions on my stages about no tight end.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's in this league.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make
in this league.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
But not in college, dude. I mean, like Scott Fishbowl.
Not about college. About NFL.
Well, I've never seen it. And Scott Fishbowl, all it's done is prop tight ends more up to people because people go play in those leagues which are weird about tight ends, and now they want premiums. And I think it's more premium tight ends than like three flexes across the board. But
take your stupid wideout famous
out there. Last couple picks, AJ Brown, Mike Evans, T. Higgins. Before that, Kyle Pitts is gone. Brees Hall, Michael Pittman. Well, you're still one pick away. What are you guessing?
I know, but I get Connor or Mitchell or both.
Oh, gotcha. So, you get
there goes Connor. So there's Connor. I will take Mitchell and I will take Deontay.
Ooh, there's a little part of me that was hoping Deontay would fall back, but
Deontay
didn't fall back to me. Yeah. Barrows started straight girl. Running backs.
I mean, it's multiflex.
Lilu Dallas multipass.
Multiverse. Four straight running backs. All right. Travis Etienne with James Conner. Four straight running backs. Braun has also gone three straight running backs. Those are the only straight ones in the draft box.
The only singular position drafting strategy. Mm-hmm. Let me help you out there, Welsh. There you go.
It's like God intended for all those running backs to go.
Someone was saying it. One of us was saying it.
Oh, jokes are fun. Keenan Allen, DJ Moore, Patrick Mahomes. Now all the good players are going. Now everything is stupid. J.K. Dobbins. Yeah, the running backs are just horse now.
All right.
This sucks. And I have one.
Spend the rest of my afternoon doing this. So relax. All right.
Relax. You're on third.
You're on third. Take it easy. You're on third street.
I was like, hey, take it easy. You're on third street.
Moyes is up. AJ Dillon. God, I think he's taken AJ Dillon in every draft we've done. And hopefully that pissed Chad off.
Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Let the heat flow through you.
I hope Chad is just angry as hell.
And he's not gonna take it anymore.
God, all these
gonna take it.
No.
We're gonna take it. We're not gonna take it.
Oh, he takes anymore. Two tight ends. What a douchebag. He takes Pitts and George Kittle. What a douchebag. Josh Jacobs.
Hilarious. You know, that strategy isn't bad either because, like, you're gonna start Kittle in a flex spot every single week. And if anything happens to Pitts, you have Kittle right there. So you still have a premium at the position.
I'm taking Terry McLaurin, pretty sure wide out there.
Pick. That's the best pick right there.
With all the flexes. So go after yourself, Chad. Because I don't have to start all of the flexes of running backs. I'd like to. I mean, I like Barrow start. Barrow start probably going to be my favorite. Mixon, Jones, Connor, and Etienne.
Oh, yeah.
That's ridiculous. But the running backs are just not good enough to justify. There goes Herbert. We've had Mahomes and Herbert go in this round. Running backs are like embarrassing.
No. We ain't gonna take it.
There's DK Metcalf.
We're not gonna take it anymore.
Antonio Gibson. Dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. If Waddle was there, I was gonna be like, I don't know if I can't not take Waddle here. But I'm
not
gonna take
not get Randy Jackson.
I'm gonna take
autograph.
Lamar Jackson. So Lamar will go this dude, my team, Lamar Jackson, Najee Harris, Debo, Tyreek, and McLaurin. I like a lot. Josh, what are you actualing the F about? He takes Mike Williams, hopefully Chad, if third tight end, maybe. Aaron Waller's still out there, Chad. Oh, Cortland Sutton, not a third tight end. What are you hoping comes back?
They all suck, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, you got two wideouts, two running backs. You're pretty even keel here.
Yeah. Well, there goes Waller. That was one of them. I don't like anyone left.
A couple good wideouts out there.
I mean, some of these guys are listening, so I'll say I have a wide receiver I want, and after that, it's fairly ugly.
Let me take a look if I can guess. I think I know who it is. Ooh, no, I don't know who it is. I actually think there's three or four that are a possibility. There goes Damien Harris. Let me look. Yeah, there's three or four that I'm looking at that I can't tell which would be yours. There goes Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think that was one I thought.
That is the guy.
That was the guy?
Yep.
Yep.
Damn it.
Allen Robinson just went. I don't know if I set my... These early games kill me. I've been setting my line at my baseball lineups at night, but I don't think.
Oh, yeah, there's baseball games on. I forgot it's Thursday.
Most important thing is that I have DeGrom in the starting lineup, but that's tonight. Allen Robinson, so you're two picks away, Boggs.
Damn it.
Can I call your pick here, or would that ruin
something? I don't know who my pick is, so I don't know how you would call
it. I think I know who your pick is.
Okay, who's my pick?
Oh, well, it was that guy right there, Juju Smith-Schuster. That was the guy.
Okay, you see what he did? He French fried when he should have pizzaed. You French fry when you pizza, you're gonna have a bad time.
All right. Well, let's take a look at these wide receivers now. So,
Brandon Cooks was the other one I thought you would take. I thought, and Godwin. I thought those two were also on your short list. I had Amon-Ra St. Brown, Juju, Cooks, and Godwin as your guys.
Cooks is one. Take James Robinson.
There goes Godwin to Barrow.
Let's see.
We're not gonna take it. There goes Kyler Murray.
No, we.
So you're gonna do the late quarterback here. After I took Lamar.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm on the end, so I just couldn't take one here.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire just went. I mean, it could have, but you didn't want to. Still,
Who would want Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Like, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is like, I guess I got to take him, you know?
Yeah.
He's not I really want CEH.
Right, those lineups better. I don't know what I'm going to do. There's Darnell Mooney. That's a good pick. The wideouts are exponentially better. There's a couple good quarterbacks still. There goes Cordell Patterson, who in Yahoo qualifies at running back and wideout. In a multi-flex, kind of doesn't matter. But
we're on Fantrax, but yes.
Fantrax, what did I say?
Yahoo.
Yahoo. Yeah. We're not on Yahoo. Couple elite wide receivers.
Yeah, there's some good ones still.
Yep, and I can still play two more. There goes Jerry Jeudy if I want to go all wideout. This is going to be fascinating how Fantasy Pros looks at this after the fact.
Yeah. I've got the sync assists up, so we should be able to do this like immediately after. So
this is going to be wild. There goes Gabriel Davis. God damn it.
Yeah. Barrow. I mean, you knew you got me. I don't know why you ask if you got me on Juju. Of course.
He wanted to get you.
Yeah.
Adam Thielen. So I am up. Boy. Well, I got to tell you, I'm still looking and it's all poop. Running backs are still poop, man. I don't feel obligated enough, but I got to make a decision really, really, really quick. Chugga, oh, chugga.
5 seconds.
I'm going to just do this.
Four,
I haven't done this. Three, I'm going to take Dalton.
Two. Oh, you got him.
Is it going to do it?
Yeah, I got him.
Well, I did it 5 seconds before, and then whatever reason, it just held. Take Dalton Schultz there. Nervous.
Jesus Christ, Cardinals. Who pitched for Colorado today? 10-0.
Sensatella. Oh, did Goldie have a homer? Because I put him as
I mean, I can't imagine that he didn't.
And I talked
to St.
Louis stack.
Yeah. Goldie singles, Arenado, Tyler O'Neill. Goldie doubles. No, I'm sorry. He only has a single and double in like 17 RBI. So,
okay.
Dude,
the wideouts are so good right now. Running backs are such trash. It's
two crazy. For three with two RBIs and a run is Goldie right now. He's hitting 333 on the season.
Hello. I'm going to have to take a wideout coming back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Me.
I don't see the justification of taking a running back here, even though I need him. There's still guys, and they'll probably a bunch will go, but there's just a couple wideouts, I think, that are tough to pass up here. If they are, there goes Kareem Hunt. Now they're all not going to go, so. Ah. Yeah. All right, I think
Why can't we be friends?
Exactly who I was going to take was Michael Thomas.
Well, come on, Saints fan. You can't get mad at the Saints fan for saying
that.
I'm
not mad. It's just that is exactly who I was going to take there. Oh, boy. All right. Dang it. All right. We'll just, I don't want to. Yeah, we'll just do this. Take Elijah Moore. My fourth wideout.
I mean, that's a good pick.
There's a couple really good wideouts, though. Just like,
yeah, there's some
Drake
good ones.
London, Ayuk. Not cool, bro.
Ayuk. Don't say Ayuk.
Don't
People
do
get
it.
Really mad.
Yeah, really, really
Ayuk. Not
why,
cool, bro.
I don't understand this, box. Why am I on the CBS thing? I got a draft recap about your guys' league.
I might have signed in with your login first instead of mine.
Okay.
That might be it.
The draft grade is out, Boggs.
Not good.
Not good.
Do not care. Who are the rest of the IDPs?
Bogman did an industry league draft IDP wise of yours.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. You guys got Sam Hubbard, Taylor Rapp, Xavion Collins, Tyrann Mathieu, Charles Harris.
It's not bad. Who are the other DBs?
I don't know. But yeah, you guys, you did finish higher than Scott Fish, David Richard, and Jamie Eisenberg on the rankings of CBS.
Yeah, well,
but that's it.
You know how I feel about projections. So,
God damn it, Moyes.
Bateman.
Moyes took. Okay, so sorry. We had Pollard, Damian Pierce, Hunter Renfrow, Devin Singletary, and Rashad Bateman, DeAndre Hopkins. Bogman, you're one pick away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it. Not taking a tight end or a quarterback. You got three wideouts, three running backs.
Don't do it, Barrow.
What's he going to do? I kind of think I know what he's in. Can I take a guess as soon as he picks? Bugs?
Don't do it, Barrow. Just wait.
Do it.
Just
no,
wait.
No. As soon as Barrow picks, I'm saying, I'm going to take a guess. He's trying to figure out how he can snipe you. That's
two,
all he's doing.
One.
That was the guy I thought you wanted.
That's a good pick, but I wanted this guy first, of course.
Kenneth Walker. Then, oh, okay. Yeah.
I'll take a little Dacky Dack Dack.
Ooh, Joe Burrow falling on the board here. I thought you might want Jalen Hurts.
I had Hurts queued. So would have been a great pick here, but Walker was really the guy I wanted.
Gotcha.
Supposed to be back by week one. I mean, even if he misses week one, week two, it's not ideal. So I did lower him in my rankings, but doesn't make me not want to draft him. So it wasn't surprised. A sports hernia, wasn't a core muscle, it was a regular hernia, which is still not great, but
you know. I'm surprised Joe Burrow's still on the board here. I'm trying to see who doesn't have a core. I mean, whoever Terrors is, I don't know who that is again. And Josh, there goes Chase Edmonds. They got to probably be telling me to shut up because they don't have a quarterback. But there's actually a couple teams. All these teams coming up to me don't have QBs. So this is Joe Burrow territory because he shouldn't really be falling. Drake London. Oh, that's a good pick. I almost took London in the last round. There goes Robert Woods. I am four picks away. Dude, Moyes, you're a piece of you're a dirty piece of shit, and I hate you.
I hate your face.
Took Ramondre Stevenson. That is 100% who I wanted. Pierce and Stevenson. What a garbage person he is. There goes Miles Sanders. What a garbage piece
garbage
of shit
person because of this. Yes.
Horrible person. And then there goes Miles Sanders by Chad just to be a bigger. I mean, what a garbage human turn that is of 5 and 6 in this draft. Just people that I wish the worst things on. There goes Russell Gage, Miles Sanders, and Stevenson. I couldn't hate you more.
Fellas, that's what we call full tilt.
Yep. At least my running backs are absolute dog shit. Jesus Christ. I f***ed this up so bad.
You did it!
All right, I got to take Penny.
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Traylon Burks is still out there. I don't even care about these running backs anymore. All I wanted was Stevenson. It's the only thing I wanted.
It's all I want. Pierce would come back. It's all I
want. I wish I could take back Elijah Moore and have taken Stevenson there. That's what I would have done. And then right here, I would have been able to take Lazard or Lockett or Burks. And that would have over... stupid loser Elijah Moore
earlier or later when then using the phone.
Brian Robbins. Oh, is that how I sound? Is that how I was talking? Like a big dumb water brained idiot? Is that how
it's
I sound?
From Tommy cool. Boy? Really? That's what number sounded. Did you call? 2 7 8 9 4. Michael you're trailing Carter. Off. Did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie talkie?
No, it was cordless.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Don't. Not here. Not now.
Man, my running backs are such garbage. I don't even know if it's worth chasing. I don't think it is. Hey, you know what? Everybody go yourselves. I'm taking Treylon Burks.
Oh snap.
All my flexes are wideouts.
In your face. I don't know why.
Do I have any bye week issues? Not really.
Let's see. My bye weeks. Here we go. Are you ready? 9, 9, 9, 6, 9, 6, 11, 11.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
I want to look at
that. I'm doing great.
Dak, Javonte, Elijah, 9, 9, 9, 9. 9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
I look like I'm trying to help out Haiti right here with all the bye week nines that I got.
Text 9, 9, 9, 9.
Where I need an 8 in here somewhere. 9, 8, 9, 9, 9.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Please tell me that the Colts bye week is week 8, so T.Y. Hilton I can take last, and he could be 9, 8, 9, 9, 9.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Quarterback run.
QBs.
Burrow, Lazard, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, and Trey Lance. Josh, you know, with all this stuff, I'm not surprised about it at all. Brady could be a steal, but as of late, seeing Brady go ahead of Trey Lance is kind of interesting. With all the scares and stuff, but you know, I mean, what does Brady need to be in camp for? That guy knows everything through and through. Like, if there's any guy that could go and have a vacation, might have put it in his contract and they don't want to publicly talk about it. Who knows? TJ Hawkinson. So what are you doing here, Boggs? You're one pick away. Is it Kadarius Toney or break? Or bust?
No. I mean, I have much more boring player than that.
Oh, can I guess that player?
Sure. That's who it was. Yep.
Christian Kirk.
F*** you, Barrow.
I apologize for nothing.
I'm going to take Khalil Herbert for one.
Khalil Herbert.
Hello, Ursula. I love you, Ursula. Hello, Ursula.
Come in, Ursula. I love you, Ursula. Come in, Ursula.
Yeah. Are you bleeding?
Doesn't it suck being in drafts where people just want to hurt you? Like, hurt your feelings? It's their only goal in these mock drafts is to hurt your feelings, not to be good.
I hurt myself today
to see if I still feel focus on the pain. The only thing that's real. Garrett Wilson. Kenny Golladay, go all day. Go some of the days lately. Dang. The last couple of years, it's been go part of the day.
Go away from practice is what he wants right now.
Go away from the ball. Ah!
I got paid. I don't need to practice anymore. I got money. What, you want a cookie?
Oh, it's early and we're getting goofy. Ooh, McKissick. Hello.
It's been a long day already.
Not a long day. You think Jake is going to be mad about your CBS grade?
No, I don't.
Okay. James Cook just went.
He said he struggled in the same league with bad wide receivers last year. So
yeah. Yeah. I just think there's more.
Jake looks on the bright side about as often as you do. So that's exactly the response I expected from Jake. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I called it on the stream.
Don't tell me what I did right. Tell me exactly what I did wrong.
Yeah, I said he'll like it.
That's what I want to hear first. So
I said he'll like your draft except the wideouts. Why does Welsh's Johnny Cash impression sound like Batman? Because I do Batman all the time, and it's all kind of the same. Kenny Gainwell, Daryl.
I hurt myself today. I'm Batman. This city needs me to hurt myself. The city needs a hero.
All right. Well, I'm easily going to say. Isaiah Pacheco here for I need some upside play. So I hope you all fall in a hole. Are there any sneakies? Chase Claypool. Pew, 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 pew.
Meow, meow, meow.
Meow. Good. Pacheco also helps my bye weeks. So that's fun. I got a fun watch. And my second running back is Isaiah Pacheco. That's how I did in this. So that you can know how I might be projected last.
This city needs a hero.
I need a hero. Today.
I am vengeance.
Raheem.
Well, hello there, Batman. How are you? Who are you going to select here, Mr. Welsh?
Hello, Bane.
It doesn't matter who you pick. It matters who you are.
I don't know why that got me. Your Bane is my favorite.
It's so not my voice at all.
All right, we will do...
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Oh, you got a select list. I would like to know, please. Thank you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
Who adapted the Pacheco? I was born in it. I watched him at Rutgers. I saw Isaiah Spiller beat Alabama.
This is my city here, Payne. My draft. I am 10th in Fantasy Pros projections.
It doesn't matter what we do. What matters is who we are.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan. You should have respected my authority.
Life quote. We should have Bane quotes in like those frames and just hang them up around the house.
It's better to be pissed off than pissed on.
You live in the shadows. I was born in it.
You adapted the darkness. I was born in it.
I'm going to get that on a frame and I'm going to hang it up. You know what? I should have like all of Bane quotes. I want that like four or five different
frames
behind me. Who
went? Moyes.
George Pickens.
Of course.
Moyes is a dickhead today.
Why would I not want the best wide receiver ever in the history of the league?
I agree with that.
George Pickens. Best wideout ever made.
Do you have a tight end?
I don't.
Okay.
Are you surprised?
Nope. I don't recall a single time. If you have not had Mark Andrews or Travis Kelce, I don't ever remember you having another.
You ain't first, you're last.
Yeah. Rondell Moore.
Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm. They've always said that.
I have always said that.
Mm-hmm. There goes Devontae Parker. Mark Ingram. Naheem Hines, two picks away, Boggs. How do you think Barrow can hurt you this round?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
WrestleMania? Oh, I don't know.
Mom, WrestleMania starts next week.
Yeah. Think I'll be out in time? Oh, I don't know.
It's kind of f***ed up.
Yeah, I know. Like call from Brandon Dassey.
Brandon Dassey.
Hello, this is a collect call from
Brandon.
Hello.
Yeah.
Alexander Madison, Naheem Hines, Jacoby Myers. That is where I thought you would go. I mean, Barrow is just attempting to be a hurtful, mean person. Cole Kmet and Jahan Dotson. That's such a Bogman draft. Holy. Look at these players. This is officially the most Bogman draft I've ever seen. Javonte Williams, Deontay Johnson, James Robinson, Ken Walker, Kadarius Toney, Kmet, and Dotson. You've never drafted more like you.
Dak,
I'm predicting now.
I'm going to give myself a
100%. Bogman, Scott Bogman will love his draft more than anybody on Fantasy Pros, and it's going to be a 98 or higher. I guarantee it.
Look at your texts.
What? Oh, what's the
from Jag?
Let's see. This is from Jag. Our text thread. The text part is listening to Bogman's list off his bye weeks, and it is someone yelling
9999999.
Yeah.
9999999.
You can imagine who
Huge
that
imagination.
Is.
Yeah. I believe in miracles. Ooh, running backs are just
go long.
There's
are
nobody
you sexy
sneaking.
Thing.
You sexy thing. You
all the sneaky guys are all gone now. There goes Nico Collins, Gus Edwards. Nico Collins, a great pick in Madden, but yeah, they're all gone. All the sneaky guys have moved up. Pacheco, Damian Pierce, they're just all up in ranks now, so it doesn't matter. A couple wideouts out there though. There goes Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
I believe in miracles.
Marlon Mack.
I believe in miracles. Who are you going to select, Wes? Brian is one pick ahead of you, just like Julio.
Oh, man.
What amazing pick is this at the end here? How are you going to hurt yourself today, Wes, by selecting who?
There goes Zamir White.
You bitch.
Yeah. Oh, Bane went away there. Bane, I think I just knocked Bane out. Did I cut those things, those little mouthy things that are making you breathe well?
I need some air weight.
Goodbye. Christian Watson. Just taking all upside backup running backs here. That's all I've done. Now to wideouts. I had somebody, but I can't queue up here because of everybody watching.
Man, we ain't found.
Dante Foreman. All right, we're going to do this because he fell. I'm going to take Michael Gallup.
All right.
Michael Gallup is my top. That's my sixth wide receiver, or my fifth. No, sixth wide receiver. Boggs. Michael Gallup.
How many?
Six to seven. And well, it's the
wow. What was Taz selecting for you?
Dude, it's so funny because Bogman can do just so many like normal good impressions. The only things I can do are weird voices. Like I would be like a cartoon person. I got our buddy Will with my Yoshi the other night because I can do Meatwad. I can do weird ones. Meatwad is my best.
I don't think I heard the Yoshi.
Yoshi! Like those are, and God. He and his laughing was ridiculous. Those are the only ones I can do. I can do Christopher Watson. Right. Yeah, he did the Will.
Yeah. Alberto, there he goes. Why are we running so slow now?
I don't know.
This it is the longest like... draft ever.
You can tell Bogman's hungry.
No, I already ate. I just don't want to be editing this for 6 hours tonight.
Oh, you know what? I screwed up.
Oh, no.
I screwed up on my pick. I completely forgot someone was there.
Oh, no.
Right there. Dude, what are you guys putting in the that guy right there, DJ Chark? That's what I meant to take.
Well, Chark was at the top of my board, but
yeah, I meant to take Chark and I completely got lost in all of it. What is this GIF? What are you guys doing? What is Chad doing in the chat on Fantrax?
That says, oh, yeah, I don't know.
What is that?
It looks like a normal Chad GIF, but nothing. Nothing inappropriate is going on, but it looks like inappropriate things could be happening.
Thank you. There we go. Famous just dropped a, didn't I do that? Williams.
He did name himself Urkel for this draft.
Oh, okay. You're up now. There goes Romeo Dubs.
Okay. Well, I know one, but okay. I am on the struggle bus for the second one.
I wish I knew.
You know what I'm really just looking for is someone without a week 9 bye week. Honestly,
or one with a week 9 bye week. That's kind
yeah,
of
might as well, you know. All right. Well, who did I just took Dubs, you bitch.
I know all Dubs. Right. I was also in my little short queue.
Another rookie. I'm going to go with Pierce. And then
no.
I want a running back, but there's no good.
There's none. There's none.
I want to be formal, but
I like to party.
I'm here to party. God, I guess I'll just take.
Yeah.
How many seconds? 9 seconds. I still just back up Mitchell with Wilson. I don't know. Not good.
Mm. Nah.
I still like TDP there long term, but they're saying TDP is like behind Sermon on the depth chart, so I lowered him a little bit this week too. Update coming out today should be up on Patreon as you're listening.
Check it out, Bogman X Welsh Ranks, where you can get our overall and our tiers updating on Fridays all the way up until draft season. Do it.
Is this enough rounds? Should I just stop the draft here?
You're done?
I feel done.
Yeah. Did you make these? Did you give extra rounds here or benches?
No. Same benches we've always had.
It sure seems like more than usual.
I think it's one more round.
Because of the extra flex. Three flex spots is making this a little rough.
One more round.
Mark Ingram, Irv Smith.
Supposed to rain all day here today.
I think it was, dude, we had like a 20-second like hurricane come through here, and then it was just over. Arizona, lots of weather lately. Maybe you could, look at this. Can you see this picture up on the thing? Does it,
let's see. Which thing?
Right there. See that?
Oh,
see that
yeah. Tree? Okay. It's a big tree. You say that fell down?
Flying. No, but look, like it was like that was the rain. You could see the pool is like going nuts and it's going crazy. Irv Smith, Marvin Jones, Matthew Stafford, Miska, Mickey Mouse.
Remember when they're Boyle, bowling, bullpen. Boyle bowling bullpen.
Kendrick Bourne. All right.
Babushka.
I know we're letting him go, but I'll take Ronald Jones here. That's fine. Let's just see what happens.
I mean, he might wind up on a different team.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. We'll just see what happens. There goes Ingram. Oh, Keontae Ingram.
Keontae.
I like a nice Keontae.
God. Keontae was a Texas RB and he transferred to USC because who's going to play behind Bijan, right?
Mm-hmm. 1-1 next year?
A running back is never going 1-1.
No, I mean 1-1 like rookie draft.
Oh, for sure. I mean, not
close. That's what I meant. Okay.
Might even be 1-1 in super flex with good QBs coming out. So.
Really?
He's so good. Like I said, when I watched him the first time, Lev Bell with speed. Think of that. Lev Bell with actual like track speed. That's what Bijan is.
Robinson, you little...
Wandale. Not Wendell Carter.
Oh, did I say Wandale? Yeah, Wandale.
Wombat.
All right, I'm going to do this, even though it's a little counterintuitive, but it's just to cover my high investment. I'm going to take Justin Fields. Well, backup quarterback action.
Yep.
It's bigger benches. I got Lamar.
That's a huge bench.
It's a big
behemoth.
Bench. Behemoth.
That's a huge bitch.
Why do you love Behemoth so much?
I don't know. Is it
just
behemoth
the word
is
behemoth
favorite.
You love, or is it the way it gets screamed? What
I
is
think
it?
It's the way it gets screamed. Behemoth.
We're like when you first saw that in the theater, did someone have to like pick you up off the ground because you're laughing so hard at it?
It's
it melts you to pieces every time.
It's so quick in how it goes that it makes me laugh. And it's such a funny counting word with it. Like joining it together makes me laugh. Like that. It's just, I love it.
It's a huge bench. It's a big bench. Behemoth.
And it was nice that I got to take Fields and Chad has to have Kirk Cousins as his quarterback.
Freak!
I mean, maybe he wanted Cousins over him, but he could smell the backups are coming.
Dearness. I wanted Dearness, but you know what? By week 9.
The coldest.
Did you see that
commercial?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good.
Going to change my kid's name to like, you know, the Wells Fargo. So he gets a good
Cash NIL. Money Welsh. That's his new name.
Yeah.
Cash is his first name. Money's his second name. Welsh.
The Best Buy Welsh.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me. Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
I changed my name to Cash Money Millionaire.
Oh, to Google. To Google would be his name. To Amazon?
To Google.
Middle name Prime?
Yeah.
To Amazon Prime Welsh.
That's man. To Jeff Bezos' ex-wife? Dude,
Derek McKinnon, Hunter Henry, Kate, would
you
want to
see Osborne? You guys are taking everybody. There's no one left.
There's really no one left. And we still have two more rounds after this. You have three more picks.
Bye week 9, of course, for Dak Prescott. So just not a bye week 9. Trevor Lawrence is bye week 11. So we'll do that. And then, I'll take Sammy Watkins.
Trevor Lawrence and Sammy Watkins to Bogman.
That's where we're at.
The picks.
So Deshaun Watson available for your playoff run.
I guess. Oh yeah, I guess he's still out there too. Yeah, Deshaun Watson, 11 weeks, you know exactly what it is. So if you had a bye week, see, I have bye week 10. But if you had Josh Fields is your number one quarterback and his bye week is 14, you could get a Deshaun Watson and make it work. Mm-hmm. Like Aaron, what is Aaron Rodgers' bye week here? Does it say?
Damn, Chris Evans even. Packers bye week is 14.
So like right here.
Here's my bench. Dude, listen to my bye weeks. You want to hear my bye weeks one more time? You ready to laugh?
Mm-hmm.
9, 9, 9, 6, 9, 14, 6, 11, 11, 14, 9, 14, 14, 9, 11, 11.
9, 9, 9, 9, 9, 9.
Okay, so when is Tom Brady's bye week?
All 14 and 9. His bye week is the entire season because he's retiring.
But when is his actual bye week?
I'm not sure when the Bucks bye week.
Because Josh just took Deshaun Watson in this 16th round. I'm just curious if it lines up properly. Mm-hmm. Might want to take a third quarterback too there, Josh.
Brady. Bye week is 11.
So you don't have a quarterback on 1 week right now. So that's your problem.
What's your problem, man?